Now on to some of the richest kids in the world and the money they're making. The current issue of People magazine features some very famous faces who are under 15 and cashing in on concert tours, movies, TV shows, and more. Julie Dam is People's senior editor. Julie, good morning.
Good morning.
So when you looked at some of these kids, were you amazed at the money they're making?
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing like when I was a kid, that's for sure.
That's right. Well, let's get started with the big kahuna, Miley Cyrus. I mean, this girl is a machine.
She is an industry unto herself. She only has the biggest kids show on cable. Mm-hmm. She had this huge concert tour. She was taking home $1 million a week.
Wow.
She just signed a 7-figure book deal, and this year her merchandise sales for Hannah Montana are expected to hit $1 billion.
A billion?
A billion with a B.
And she gets a percentage of that, right?
She does. She gets a percentage of it. I mean, she's really raking it in.
No. But okay, go ahead. Okay.
She does have her, you know, head on her shoulders. Her mom says that most of the money is going into an investment fund that she won't touch until she's 18.
Wow. And where is all that, besides all that money, I mean, does she seem like she's handling this stuff okay?
I mean, she seems like an incredibly mature, grounded girl, which is great to see.
Another one of her Disney stablemates, this is such a hot band, the Jonas Brothers. I mean, Disney basically resurrected them, and now they are just pulling in the dough.
They're huge. They just signed a multi-million-dollar 2-year concert deal.
Mm-hmm.
They're taking in $12 million on this concert tour among the three of them.
Right.
And, you know, they're also super grounded. They have a good family around them. They give 10% to charity. So it's a good story.
And then what kind of splurges do they have? What are they like?
They do spend money. Mm-hmm. They gave their mom a really nice diamond watch. They buy new computers. And Nick, the youngest, who's 15, has just shelled out $1,500 for a pair of shoes.
Yeah, I was going to say, I understand they're all kind of clothes horses.
Yes,
right?
They're definitely natty dressers.
All right. Abigail Breslin, who is just a fantastic young actress, 12 years old, and her price per movie is doing okay.
She's up to $2 million a movie. But, you know, just because she's an Oscar-nominated actress and makes $2 million, she's still a normal 12-year-old girl. She likes, you know, American Girl Dolls and Jonas Brothers.
And does she like working with these big stars?
Yeah, I mean, she's had an incredible career already.
Dakota Fanning, who's such a terrific young actress, she's now 14 years old, and she's doing pretty well per movie.
She's a total Hollywood player. I mean, she can open a movie. She's making $4 million a movie now, and she's worked with some of the biggest stars in the business.
And she doesn't get an allowance?
She doesn't get an allowance. She says that her parents want her to feel like she wants to help out, not because she has to help out around the house.
And she's also done some modeling, too, hasn't she?
She has. She did a Gap ad, among other things.
Now, this young man is quite the comic actor. He's on 2 1/2 Men, Angus T. Jones. And TV stars, you know, usually make a million a season or more. He's doing all right for a 14-year-old.
Yeah, he's making $1.2 million per season, which makes him one of the biggest stars in Hollywood.
And for a young man like this, I mean, he still has his whole career ahead of him, but there's always those child actors. It's always a dangerous position, because you always hear about these child actors who kind of flame out early.
Right, you know, but for every, you know, true Hollywood story you hear about people going off the rails, you do have people like Brooke Shields and Jodie Foster, who actually just starred with Abigail Breslin in a movie, who have shown that you can have a long, great career.
And then Tyler James Williams, who's the star of Everybody Hates Chris. This, again, seems like a very grounded young man.
Yes, and he's also making $1.2 million a season, and he said when he got the role that he's good at making fried bologna sandwiches, picking good movies, and making money.
Yeah, and when you look at all these young actors, what's the common theme you see amongst them, the actors and these concert goers?
Well, these really successful ones, like Miley and the Jonas Brothers, have really good families around them, and they're clearly not in this on their own.
Right.
They have family to help them along, and they seem to be totally normal kids.
Great. Well, Julie Dam, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
And you can read more about these Hollywood kids and their families in this week's issue of People magazine that hits newsstands today.